So, Maxi, what we're doing is looking into the final game of the season. It's a championship encounter against Waterford. It's a bit strange that there's nothing actually to play for here. You had huge disappointment in the defeat to Dublin. What's it been like since then and trying to prepare for a game that you know there's nothing going to come at the end of it?
Yeah, it's been a very surreal situation. You know, it's no more than a challenge game, but at least if it was a challenge game, you'd have an end goal in mind or you'd have objectives from it. But you know, this is very, very strange scenario. You know, as you said there, there was great disappointment after the Dublin game. You know, I think we felt we didn't probably do ourselves justice, and I know that's a reoccurring theme, you know, with this group. You know, we felt that as a game was very winnable for us, and I think that's how it transpired. And you know, we had high hopes of winning the game, and we had a lot of belief going into it. And you know, so for the thing to, you know, to fall flat after that, and then having to pick yourself up and go again is very strange for a game that doesn't mean anything. You know, Waterford are in the same situation. You know, I know they were quite buoyant after their performance against Dublin last week. You know, they ran them similarly close to us, and probably had a lot better chances than us to get over the line. So, you know, they come into the game in a similar tone as us, you know, just knowing that it's a chance to progress the group. For us, we would have lost the two group games last year, so we don't want that to happen again. And, you know, the last couple of seasons, we were on the crest of a wave mid-season, winning the Ulster Championship comfortably both years, and then the thing died to death after that. And, you know, we don't want a similarly deflated end of the year again.
We've come to the end of the season, and unfortunately, like everything else, Maxi, teams evolve and teams change, and I'm sure you'll be looking to put up a big performance and a good show at the weekend, given that this could be possibly the last inter-county game for a number of the panel.
Well, that's a big part of it. You know, Waterford on the other side are a very young team; they're up and coming. But as you say, there's probably a number of girls that we may never see in a Donegal jersey again after the weekend. And with that in mind, you know, you want to go and put your best foot forward. And you know, and you hear often these stories about people leaving the jersey in a better place than they got it. And I think that's the only thing that's, you know, incumbent on this group. You know, whatever, when the season ends, that they're, you know, that they leave Donegal in as strong a place as they can, heading for the 2021 campaign. And look, the future is bright for Donegal, but without a shadow of a doubt. But you know, we do want to end this one on a high end.
Yeah, will you change much from the starting lineup, which lined out from the whistle against Dublin?
Well, look, it'll not be ruled by sentiment. Anyway, it'll be the team that we feel best fits the scenario. Dublin were a big, physical, strong outfit. Waterford are probably the opposite. You know, they're a small, really quick, pacey team. So, look, we may have to make adjustments accordingly. But as I say, it'll be the team that we feel gives us the best chance of winning the game. It'll not be based on sentiment as to who's in their last game or who's in their first game. You know, it's a game we want to win, like any game, and we're picking what we feel is the best team.
Yeah. Just finally then, how do you go about creating this game to be a fiery championship encounter and bring it to a certain level, given that the fact that you know there's nothing really at the end of it, Maxi?
Aye, look, that's not easy, and that's where, you know, you'll be relying on each individual player's personal pride and their, you know, pride in themselves and their pride in the Donegal jersey and wearing that Donegal jersey. And you know, whether it's a National League game or a challenge game or a championship game, you know, you would ask any player, you know, male or female, whatever the case would be, you know, that they would want to give their best and, you know, and leave everything they have out in the field. And and look, no matter what game you go into, you know, the advice is always the same to players. You know, it's not about the scoreboard, it's not about the result, it's about the individual parts of the game. And look, we'll be repeating that, you know, and that message. And look, we look at the things that let us down against Dublin and we look to improve on those. You know, we kicked a huge amount of ball away in the first half against Dublin, and while we did remedy it in the second half to a degree, you know, that'll be something we'll be focusing on. And, you know, we probably felt the level of intensity in the tackling and defending the Dublin was better than what we brought to bear on them. So, you know, that's something else that we'll be looking to improve on. And, you know, we'll be saying, look, we just weren't intensive enough against Dublin. And, you know, again, that's something we'll be looking to improve on. And then hopefully the group that's there next year will be able to look back and then say, yeah, look, we improved on that. And any day you go out, you just want to improve and make things better. And then that has something in the memory bank for a game, you know, when you want to go and get to a level or do X, Y, or Z better, you can point back to a game in the past that they've done that and say, look, we were able to do it that day and that's what we want to do again. So, you know, we will want to end the season on a high in a general term, but we also want to improve our performance level from the Dublin game.
Okay, Max, thanks for taking the call and the best of luck with the last game of the year against Waterford, and hopefully landing on a positive note for you.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.